Saga Egmont presents Project Icarus by R.D. Shah, read by Russell Bentley.
To James, for all the times I was there and all the times I wasn't. Prologue. Another volley of silver flashes lit up the night sky, illuminating the black Jaguar I-Pace as it drew closer to the German Chancellery, located in the very heart of Berlin. UK Ambassador David Breams leant forward and gazed out of the passenger side window as a horde of enthusiastic reporters continued snapping pictures and bustling for a good spot behind the blue separation banners. Even after all these years of diplomatic service, he still found it absurd that such an announcement could cause this intense interest, but it flattered him nonetheless, and a haughty smile spread across his face. In days gone by, the simple welcoming of a new ambassador to his role would have enticed only a few uninspired reporters to the scene, but these days, in the era of 24-hour rolling news, one could burp in public without attracting a media swarm, all salivating at the chance to ruin a public official's reputation. Breams expelled a satisfied sigh and stretched back in his seat, the grey leather creaking beneath him. They were already 10 minutes late because some idiot had screwed up the schedule, but even this blunder did little to dampen his enthusiasm. This was a momentous occasion for him personally, and one he had been privately coveting for many years. Still, someone would pay for that mistake. Of that, he would make sure. In the seat next to him, a grey-haired man raised his eyebrows cheerfully, then proceeded to rub his palm firmly along his thigh, flattening the small wrinkle which had developed along his charcoal, pinstriped suit trousers.
"You deserve this, David," the man said graciously. "Your work for the party and the country has been exemplary, and the PM feels the same way."
"I appreciate that, Jacob, and thank you for your support. I doubt I could have got here without it."
"Utter tripe, my friend," Jacob said, maintaining his perfected politician smile for the cameras as the Jaguar began grinding to a slow halt upon the asphalt driveway. "You've earned this off your own merit, so for God's sake, enjoy it."
Bream's nostrils flared slightly with pride, as a blonde doorman dressed in a long black overcoat and blue cravat strode over to the passenger side and grasped the handle.
"Yes, Home Secretary, I will."
The Home Secretary nodded in approval, but still sensing some anxiety, he gently patted the ambassador on his forearm.
"Remember, David, all our dreams can come true if we have the courage to pursue them, and pursue them you have."
The adage appeared to bolster Bream's demeanour, and his shoulders relaxed a little. "Who said that? Churchill?"
"No," the Home Secretary said. "It was Walt Disney, so enjoy yourself. That's an order."
The door swung open, bathing the Jaguar's interior in a crescendo of dazzling flashes, and Ambassador Bream stepped out onto the red carpet before offering a tight-lipped smile to the eager press. He didn't want to look smug. Breams remained there, somewhat stiffly, until the Home Secretary had joined him, and then they began to march up the tethered walkway side by side, in unison, towards a man standing patiently at the far end.
"Does your appointment signal even closer relations with Germany, Ambassador?"
shouted one of the waiting photographers before he was sucked back into the frenzied pack, to be replaced by a female reporter literally hurling her microphone towards him.
"Who will you be supporting in the European Cup final, Manchester United or Liverpool?"
The question was obviously a joke. Bream stopped for a moment. "Neither of them," he said, smiling like a Cheshire cat. "I'm a Tottenham Hotspur supporter." The off-the-cuff remark received a few chuckles from the crowd, and after a polite nod, the ambassador continued calmly up the red carpet to the grey-suited man with short blonde hair who greeted them warmly.
"Chancellor Schenk, it's good to see you."